The following is a questions and answers session given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 29th, 2008, in Chosica, Peru.
Vandeha. Sri Guru. Sri Jata Parakamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Dam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha So,
Entonces,
there is nothing more wonderful than la conciencia de Krishna.
No hay nada más maravilloso que la conciencia de Krishna.
All you have to do is dive into this nectarian ocean.
Es tirarte de un clavado en este océano de néctar.
And dive deeper and deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the sweeter it gets.
Y mientras más te metes en el océano, cada vez es más nectario.
Therefore, the pure devotees, they just go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Y los devotos puros caen más profundo y más profundo en el océano.
All the miseries of the material world become completely conspicuous by their absence. For those devotees who dive deeply into the ocean of bliss, the neophyte devotees are still on the surface of the ocean. They are still feeling to some extent the pinches of the material nature. But the deeper you go, the less you feel the influence of the material waves of nature. As you advance in Krishna consciousness, you feel less and less influence of the modes of material nature. And finally you reach a point where there is no more influence of the modes of material nature. That is called Shuddha Sattva platform. When you reach Shuddha Sattva, then you are very, 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 very deep within the ocean of transcendental bliss. So those devotees who are deep within that ocean, they are very kind to the neophytes. They are constantly inviting them to come deeper, deeper, deeper into the ocean of bliss.
Ellos constantemente están invitándolos a ellos a que entre más profundo en este océano.
So I can ask if any of you have any questions.
Así que ahora les voy a preguntar si tienen alguna pregunta al respecto.
Repair shop means you're broken.
Estás roto.
You're out of order.
Estás fuera de circulación.
So you go to the repair shop to get yourself fixed.
Así que tú vas al taller para que te arreglen.
You approach the spiritual master, who is the repairman.
Entonces tú vas al mecánico, que es el maestro espiritual.
And you say, "My dear Guru Maharaj, I am broken and in need of repair."
Entonces tú dices, querido Guru Maharaj, estoy roto, por favor, ayúdame a...
So you kindly fix me.
Por favor, tú muy bondadosamente arréglame.
So through the medium of transcendental sound vibration,
y sobre todo con la vibración trascendental,
the spiritual master goes inside the heart of the disciple.
De esta manera, el maestro espiritual va a lo profundo del corazón del discípulo.
Because that's where the repair work needs to be done. It's inside the heart.
Porque realmente lo que tiene que repararse está dentro del corazón.
So a guru is very expert. Through transcendental sound, he can go within the heart of the disciple.
Así que el maestro espiritual es muy experto para ir con este sonido trascendental hasta el corazón del discípulo.
He goes in with a sharp knife.
Pero él va a ir con un cuchillo filudo.
Scalpel.
Con escalpelo.
And he cuts away the lust.
Está cortando ahí la lujuria.
He cuts away the anger.
Está cortando la ira.
He cuts away the greed.
Está cortando la codicia.
The illusion.
La ilusión.
The madness.
La locura.
And the envy.
Y la envidia.
He just cuts it out.
Sencillamente la arranca.
But one has to be submissive.
Pero uno tiene que ser sumiso.
To the spiritual master.
Con el maestro espiritual.
If you fight him.
Si tú le das pelea.
Saying no, 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 no.
He says no, no, no.
I want to keep my lust.
Yo quiero tener todavía mi lujuria.
It's fun.
Esta es muy divertido.
I want to keep my anger.
Quiero tener mi ira acá todavía.
I want to keep my greed.
Quiero tener mi codicia.
I want to keep my madness.
Quiero tener mi locura.
I want to keep my illusion.
Quiero mantener mi ilusión.
I want to keep my envy.
Quiero estar todavía con envidia.
And what the guru can do?
Entonces, ¿qué puede hacer el guru?
If you are not submissive,
si no eres sumiso,
he will not be able to fix you.
Él no va a ser capaz de arreglarte.
It's explained that both the guru and the disciple have to be potent.
Have to be?
Both the guru and the disciple must be potent.
Ambos tienen que ser potentes, el guru y el discípulo.
Just like if a husband and wife want to have a baby, you
es
see.
Como cuando la esposa y el esposo quieren tener un bebé.
The husband, he must be sexually potent.
El esposo tiene que ser sexualmente potente.
And the wife also, she must be sexually potent.
Y también ella tiene que ser sexualmente potente.
If either the man or the woman is not sexually potent,
si esa pareja no lo es,
there will be no baby.
No va a haber salir un bebé.
So in the same way, the guru must be potent.
Así que de la misma manera, el guru tiene que ser potente,
and the disciple must be potent.
Y el discípulo tiene que ser potente.
And then you will get the baby.
Y así se va a obtener el bebé.
Krishna Prem.
Krishna Prem.
Next question.
La siguiente pregunta.
Si podría hacer una pregunta no tan referida al tema, pero que considero que podría ser básica.
Sí, sí, sí.
¿Puedo preguntar?
Sí, 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 no se preocupe. Dele, no.
Ya. Que mediante su aporte personal
He's saying that the spiritual master have to show. Okay, he's saying that the spiritual master has to show that Krishna is the real God.
And to show that Krishna is the real God?
And the spiritual master has to prove that.
Yes. Yes, the spiritual master does that.
I haven't finished.
I'm asking for questions. What's the question?
La última partecita.
Que Krishna es el Dios verdadero y debe ser el único como estructura de la humanidad. Y no ya ve que de manera similar está escrito en la Biblia.
La pregunta es.
La petición es que demuestre mediante su aporte personal principalmente como argumento que nos enseña a nosotros a demostrar que Krishna es el único Dios verdadero.
¿Qué es la pregunta?
Okay, yeah, it's already. He's demanding you that proof that Krishna is the real God and no Yahweh.
How does the spiritual master prove that Krishna is God?
You your good self. You have to explain to him that Krishna is the real God and no Yahweh. He wants you to explain that.
He wants to know how Krishna is God? You want to know how it is we can understand that Krishna is God?
No, he wants you to show him that Krishna is the real God and no Yahweh.
And not who?
Yahweh.
Yahweh?
Yes,
Jehovah?
Jehovah?
Not Jehovah?
Jehovah.
And Krishna or Jehovah? Same. What is the difficulty?
Krishna and Jehovah es lo mismo.
Krishna has. Do you think God has only one name?
Dios no tiene un solo nombre.
God is unlimited.
Dios es ilimitado.
Therefore, he has unlimited names.
Por lo tanto, tiene nombres ilimitados.
Whether you call him Krishna or Jehovah, he is the same supreme person. The supreme person is that person who is the source of all existence.
La persona suprema es aquella que es la fuente de toda existencia.
Just as the supreme planet is the sun, because it spreads its rays all over the universe.
Así que como el sol es la luminaria suprema porque expande sus rayos por todo el universo.
Akilam jagat. It is described in the Vishnu Purana. That just as the sun spreads its rays throughout the entire universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead spreads his energies throughout all of existence. So that person whose energy is expanded everywhere, who is the source of all existence, is indeed Dios, or the Suprema Persona. Persona Suprema. So, that person has unlimited names. If someone wants to call him Jehovah, we have no objection. If someone wants to call him Krishna, that is all right. Govinda, Allah, we have no objection. But let them actually develop love for that Supreme Person. That's the point. You must develop love for that Supreme Person. Next question.
Eternal potency. So Radharani is the love of God.
Radharani?
Yeah.
Radharani is constantly submerged in pure Krishna prema.
Radharani está siempre sumergida en Krishna prema, el amor puro por Krishna.
Yeah, that, is that your question?
So you say you have to develop love for God. So that you said, you already said that you have to develop love for God. So love for God is Radharani.
Is what?
Radharani.
No, Radharani is not God. She is the servant of God.
Radharani no es Dios. Es la sirvienta de Dios.
She is the most confidential servitor of the Supreme Lord.
Es la sirvienta más confidencial del Señor Supremo.
So when you love Krishna, you have to love those who are related with Krishna also, his whole family. So if you love Krishna, you must also love Radharani. That's why we first pray for her blessings.
Por eso que siempre pedimos a ella sus bendiciones.
And then we ask for the blessings of Krishna.
Y después pedimos las bendiciones de Krishna.
Hare addresses Radharani.
Sorry?
Hare.
Radharani.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That word Hare addresses Srimati Radharani. We are begging the mercy of Srimati Radharani first. You know, the feminine nature is more soft. The masculine nature is more hard. To get the kindness of a male is not so easy. Because men are known for being hard-hearted. But the women, they are more soft-hearted. It is easier to get their kindness. So we first pray to Radharani. Because her mercy is easier to get than Krishna's mercy. But once we get her mercy, then she will say, Krishna, just see, here is a better devotee than me. You kindly bless him with your mercy. So, by getting the mercy of Radharani, then we easily get the mercy of Krishna. Yeah. Did that answer your question? Bueno. Other questions, Mara? I can't hear you. Oh, okay. Repeat the question. All right, we'll do that. For the English speaking people. Okay, you have a question, Manaji? Yes.
You have to surrender, but the mind won't allow you.
So the mind will not allow one to surrender, okay.
Entonces la mente sí está ahí tratando de impedir las cosas, ¿no? So, o sea, la pregunta específica, ¿cuál sería? ¿Qué hace? ¿Cómo? Así, how can we make easier?
How can we make it easy to surrender? And to overcome the obstacle of the mind.
Entonces uno tiene que, en realidad, sobrepasar o vencer a esa mente intermitente, ¿no?
You have to convince your mind to cooperate.
Tú tienes que convencer a tu mente que coopere.
There's a very nice bhajan by Govinda Das.
Govinda Das tiene un bonito bhajan.
Vajahurei mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanada Vindade Durlabha Manava Janama Sat Sange Tarahe Baba Sindure. So in this way you must bring your mind under control. That, my dear mind.
Sorry?
My dear mind, please engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda
Maharaj.
In this way, you have to induce your mind to calm down and stop being such a naughty little rascal. The mind is like a wild child.
La mente es como un niño
salvaje. Niño loco. So you have to train that little child, your mind,
así que tienes que entrenar ese pequeño niño de tu mente,
to become very well behaved, you see.
Para que se comporte muy bien.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita,
Krishna dice en el Bhagavad Gita,
yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astaram tatas tato nayam yaitad atvam jiva vishangayet. From whatever or wherever the mind wanders,
por donde sea que la mente esté vagando,
due to its flickering and unsteady nature,
porque su naturaleza es fluctuante,
one must suddenly withdraw it.
Una tiene que jalarla
and bring it back under the control of the self.
Y volver a controlarla.
And in the same chapter, Krishna very nicely describes,
en el mismo este capítulo, Krishna describe muy bien,
yatadipo nevatasto nengate sopamasmita yogino yachitasya yunjato yogamatmanaha. As a lamp in a windless place,
como una lámpara en un lugar con viento,
and does not waver.
Cuando no hay viento, la llama no se mueve.
So the transcendentalist remains always fixed in his meditation on the transcendent self.
Entonces los grandes transcendentalistas, así como esa vela, se mantienen fijos.
So you must make your mind like a candle flame.
Así que tiene que hacer que tu mente sea como esa luz, esa la llama de la vela, ¿no?
In a place where there is no breeze.
En un lugar donde no hay brisa.
If it is just absolutely still, not even the slightest flicker.
Está la llama así absolutamente quieta.
Absolutely still.
Absolutamente quieta.
So what is the easy way to do that?
¿Y cuál es la manera más fácil de hacerlo?
You rise early in the morning before the sunrise.
Te levantas temprano en la mañana antes que salga el sol.
You take your bath.
Te bañas.
You put on your tilak.
Te pones tu tilak.
You put on your devotional clothing.
Te pones tu ropa devocional.
And then you sing the Gurvastakam prayers.
Rezas el Gurvastaka.
To your guru and to Srila Prabhupada.
A tu guru y a Srila Prabhupada.
And then you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In this way, your mind will become su amigo.
Su mente se va a convertir en su amigo.
And it will help you to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Y la va a ayudar en avanzar en la conciencia de Krishna.
And then your mind will no longer be problema.
Y después tu mente ya nunca más te va a dar problemas.
Now your mind is problema grande.
Sorry. Ahora, now. Ahora su mente es un gran problema.
But if you learn how to engage all todo, todo de los pensamientos en Krishna,
pero si aprendes a, y le entrenas a que sus pensamientos
estén en Krishna, your mind will no longer be a problema.
Ya tu mente nunca va a ser un problema.
Your mind will help you to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Te va a ayudar a que crezcas, a que avances en la conciencia de Cristo.
So now you must do that.
Ahora tiene usted que hacer esto.
You must train that mind like a mother trains the child.
Así que usted tiene que entrenar a esa mente.
And then you will no longer have any problem.
Y ya nunca va a tener problemas.
You become an advanced devotee.
Va a ser una devota avanzada.
Who can dive deep, deep, deep into the ocean of bhakti.
Que puede otra vez meterse cada vez más profundo en el océano de bhakti.
Next question.
Siguiente pregunta. Mm.
Varna, Varnasham Dharma.
And the preaching.
And what?
And the preaching.
And the preaching. So the question is, can you tell us something about Varnasham Dharma and preaching? The whole world is suffering.
Todo el mundo está sufriendo.
Because they are not absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Porque no están absortos en la conciencia de Cristo.
So the Varnasham system,
así que el sistema Varnasham,
is to engage everyone in Krishna's service.
Es para que todo el mundo esté ocupado en servicio de Krishna.
According to their nature.
De acuerdo a su naturaleza.
We were learning something this morning about Varnasham Dharma.
Esta mañana hemos aprendido algo de Varnasham Dharma.
From Grandfather Bhishma Dev.
De el abuelo Bhishma Dev.
He was explaining how there are different duties.
Está explicando los diferentes deberes.
So if one can act in accordance with one's duty within the Varnasham system,
así que uno tiene que actuar depende de su deber del Varnasham.
That will be very, very conducive for their Krishna consciousness.
Y eso va a conducir muy fácilmente a la conciencia de Krishna.
So we must preach to everyone to act in accordance with their dharma. But the greatest dharma is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jarete katarikaha Krishna upadesh amara agaya guru hoya tara e desh. Whomever you meet, you instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this country. So the supreme dharma is to preach.
Así que el dharma supremo es predicar.
So it doesn't matter where you are in the Varnasham dharma system.
Así que no importa en qué lugar estás en el sistema Varnasham.
Whether you are a Brahmin,
a
Kshatriya, Vaishya,
Shudra,
whatever you may be, that does not matter.
No importa en dónde estés.
But if you take up the supreme dharma of preaching Krishna bhakti,
pero si tú tomas este dharma supremo de
then you become transcendentally situated beyond the Varnasham system.
Entonces, si vas a estar situado trascendentalmente en este sistema,
and you automatically become qualified, therefore, as a Brahman.
Y automáticamente te cualifica como un brahmana.
Even if you came from a family of dog eaters,
y aunque venga de una familia de come perros,
or bullfighters,
o de toreros,
if you pick up this Krishna consciousness,
si toma esta conciencia de Krishna,
then you become accepted as a Vaishnava Brahman.
Vas a ser aceptado como un Vaishnava.
The spiritual master of the human society.
Va a ser maestro espiritual de la sociedad humana.
Question.
He wants to talk about ecstasy. What is the benefit from relationship with Brahma?
Yes. Ekadasi is called the mother of devotion.
Ekadasi se llama la madre de la devoción.
If you practice the Ekadasi,
si practicas el Ekadasi,
by not taking grains or beans,
si no tomas ni un grano,
you will achieve great spiritual benefit.
Vas a obtener gran beneficio espiritual.
And if you want to do extra austerity, such as not taking any prasadam at all, complete fasting, you will get very, very special benefit.
Vas a obtener beneficio muy especial.
And you can even fast from water also on Ekadasi.
También, si quieres, puedes hacer el ayuno de agua.
And get even more benefit.
Y ver más beneficio aún.
And you can even stay up all night on the Ekadasi night and engage all night in Krishna Katha.
Y también, si quieres, puedes permanecer
until the sunrise, and get even more benefit, especially on the Nirjala Ekadasi, that is very, very powerful. But at least if you can avoid grains and beans.
Por lo menos, se evita los granos.
It is a day of great auspiciousness.
Es un día de una gran,
when the astrological arrangements of the universe is very conducive for spiritual progress.
Estos días, todos los arreglos cosmológicos de los planetas están muy auspiciosos para avance espiritual.
Questions more?
Visitors, you know, have to talk a little bit to the visitors.
Yes. How many of you here are, how many of today of you are visitors to the temple?
¿Cuántos de ustedes son visitantes por primera vez o alguna vez?
One visitor. We welcome you very much. ¿Qué es su nombre?
Daniel.
Yeah, very good. Thank you so much for coming. Do you you're from Chersica?
Very near.
I was so happy you have come. It's very, very wonderful that you have come today. This is what we are teaching here is not some sectarian religion. We are teaching the essence of religion. Is this your wife? Thank you very much for coming today.
Gracias por venir,
yeah. We are teaching the essence of religion.
Estamos enseñando la esencia de la religión.
The word religion comes from the Latin word religare.
La palabra religión viene del latín religare.
So religare means to reconnect.
Religar significa reconectar.
So the real meaning of religion means to reconnect with God.
Así que el verdadero significado de religión significa reconectarnos con Dios.
So there's only two different designations.
Así hay solamente dos designaciones diferentes.
You can be connected with God or you can be disconnected from God.
Tú puedes estar conectado con Dios o desconectado con Dios.
If you're connected with God, you are called a religious person.
Si estás conectado con Dios, eres una persona religiosa.
And if you're not connected with God, you're called an irreligious person. It has nothing to do with this church or this temple or synagogue. It doesn't belong to any organization. It's your own personal relationship with God. If you are connected with God, then you're a religious man. If you're not connected, you're irreligious. So here in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we do not ask anybody to change their religion. We say whatever religion you have, that is all right. But here we will teach you how to connect with God, that's all. Because by connecting with God, then you can become happy.
Entonces, si está conectado con Dios, puedes ser feliz.
If we are not connected with God,
si uno no está conectado con Dios,
even if we have money, we have power and fame,
si tenemos, que tengamos poder, fama, dinero,
we will not be satisfied. We will not be satisfied.
No vamos a estar satisfechos.
The only real satisfaction comes when we develop pure love for God.
Cuando realmente está satisfecho es cuando desarrolla amor por Dios.
So that we are teaching him.
Así que eso es lo que enseñamos acá.
How you can become completely happy, free from all anxiety.
Cómo estar completamente conectado con Dios y con lograr amor por Dios.
Do you have any questions?
¿Tiene una pregunta?
Yes, where are you from?
Where are you from?
Yes, I am based in the Los Estados Unidos.
Mi base está en los Estados Unidos.
In Texas. But I am traveling. This is my wife here. She's sitting in front of you.
Mi esposa está.
She and I travel all over the world. I'm a maestro espiritual.
Entonces yo soy un maestro espiritual que estoy viajando por todo el mundo con mi esposa.
And we are traveling all over the world to give this knowledge. I am just now finishing up my first world tour this year. I'm taking two world tours this year.
Así que este año voy a hacer dos tours mundiales.
I do lecture tours.
nuestro guru nos pidió eso.
On this tour, I have gone to Germany.
En este tour he ido a Alemania.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Macedonia.
Romania.
Finland.
Finlandia.
Estonia.
Latvia.
Lithuania.
Lituania.
Russia.
Rusia.
Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Australia.
Australia.
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Fiji.
Fiji.
And now here I am in Peru.
Ahora acá estoy en Perú.
From here we're going back to the USA for a few weeks.
Y ahora vamos a regresar por unas semanas a Estados Unidos.
And then in September we'll begin another world tour.
Y en septiembre vamos a empezar otro tour mundial.
The whole world is suffering because they are lacking this knowledge.
Todo el mundo está sufriendo porque carece de este conocimiento.
Therefore, I fully dedicated my life to giving this knowledge all over the world.
Por eso que yo estoy dedicando toda mi vida a expandir este conocimiento por todo el mundo.
I have an e-course which is muy muy popular.
Un curso de internet muy popular.
It's available at www.backtohome.com.
It's
backtohome.com.
Oh,
in Espanol,
sí.
regresoacasa.com.
Regresoacasa.com.
Huh?
You speak English?
Okay. Well, I'll give you my card then.
Entonces te voy a dar mi tarjeta.
Thanks a lot.
So in this way,
de esta manera,
we have the. Sometimes they say, "Where are you from?" I say, "I'm from cyberspace."
Entonces a veces cuando me preguntan de dónde soy, yo digo que soy del ciberespacio.
Because I'm very, very popular on the internet.
Porque yo soy popular en internet.
I have over 8,000 students in over 100 countries.
Como en 100 países, como 8,000 estudiantes.
Who are involved in my e-course.
Que está involucrados en mi curso.
So in this way, even if I'm not here, you can't see me in Peru, I'll show up in your email every day.
Entonces, cuando todo lo que vamos a hacer en Perú, se lo voy a mostrar por internet.
I have a daily newsletter called Pensamientos de Dios.
Pensamiento de Dios es una... un boletín informativo.
Or in English, thought for the day.
En inglés está, ¿no?
So every day my enrollees get this newsletter, thought for the day, Pensamientos de Dios.
Sí, siempre está en internet, Pensamientos
de Dios. So any other questions?
Otra pregunta.
What is it?
You in the morning you promised.
Yes. Yes. Now, since you have reminded me, we will reveal the topmost secrets of Bhakti Yoga.
Entonces, me hacen recordar que yo les había prometido revelarles el secreto más grande del Bhakti Yoga.
Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam.
Krishna lo dice en el Bhagavad Gita.
This is the king of education. It is the most secret of all secrets. Pavitram idam uttamam prajakshavagamam dharmyam shushukam kartamavyayam. It is the purest knowledge.
Este conocimiento puro.
And because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. It is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting. And it is joyfully performed. So, here is the topmost secret of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is not something artificial. It is not something that is imposed upon the mind.
No es algo que está impuesto por la mente.
Bhakti yoga simply means to be who you are. That's all.
Bhakti yoga significa sencillamente que tienes que ser el que eres.
If somebody asks you on the street, what is your Hare Krishna philosophy? You can say, our philosophy is this. Know who you are and be who you are. That is our simple philosophy, actually. Know who you are. And then once you know who you are, now all you have to do is be who you are. So this is the secret of Bhakti Yoga. It's not adding something artificial to your consciousness. Rather, it is stripping away all the artificialities. Everything is getting in the way of being who you are.
Todo está conduciéndose a ver quién eres.
That is removed.
Eso es la modalidad.
And the real natural self then becomes predominant.
Y cuando uno está trabajando esto, el verdadero ser es predominante.
This process is called anartha nivritti.
Este proceso se llama anartha nivritti.
Anartha nivritti is the fourth stage on the path of bhakti.
Es el cuarto escalón en el bhakti.
The first stage is called Shraddha or faith. The second stage is called Sadhu Sangha, associating with
Vaishnavas.
The third stage is called Bhajana Kriya. That's when you take Diksha from bona fide Guru.
And
then after the Diksha, the spiritual master, then by his mercy, all that dirt becomes cleaned out of your heart.
Entonces, por la misericordia del maestro espiritual, uno limpia toda esa suciedad de su corazón.
And the natural propensity for bhakti becomes revived.
Y esta inclinación natural al bhakti se revela.
You become solidly fixed. That is called nishta.
Nishta es cuando ya se convierte en algo fijo.
And then once you are solidly fixed,
y cuando tu sadhana está fijo,
then you achieve the stage known as ruchi.
Y ahí se sigue al estadio que se llama ruchi.
On the ruchi stage, the taste becomes very, very, very sweet.
Entonces, ese momento, el gusto es muy dulce.
And then ruchi becomes magnified millions and millions of times.
Y después el ruchi está magnificado miles y miles de veces.
You achieve a stage known as asakti.
Y después tú llegas al estadio que se llama asakti.
And then you have volcanic eruptions of Krishna prema within your heart.
Después en tu corazón hay erupciones volcánicas de Krishna prema.
That's called bhava.
Se llama bhava.
And then that prema becomes completely mature.
Y después cuando el prema se convierte en algo muy maduro.
You achieve the ultimate platform, pure Krishna prema.
Y adquieres la plataforma completa que es prema puro.
So the whole process is built upon having faith.
Así que todo el proceso está empieza con fe.
Associating with devotees.
Asociarse con devotos.
And taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. If you will do these three things, have faith, associate with devotees, take shelter of a bona fide guru by initiation, then we guarantee you that you will, all your dirt will be washed away. You become solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. You develop a very strong taste that becomes so intense that you become absolutely intoxicated with Krishna consciousness. And the pure love of God becomes totally manifest. So this is these are the innermost secrets of the bhakti path. So if you follow this pathway under the guidance of your spiritual master very nicely, then you will quickly and easily come to the point where you can directly see Krishna face to face and talk with him.
Prontamente, mientras vas avanzando, llega un momento que vas a ver cara a cara a Cristo.
But not by the, like the sahajas. Through, you have to qualify yourself through sincere service.
No como sahajas, sino tienes que cualificarte en un servicio sincero.
So that's the secrets.
Así que ese es el secreto.
Now you have to apply those secrets.
Ahora tienes que aplicar en tu vida ese secreto.
And then you will see God.
Y así tú vas a ver a Dios.
Next question.
Siguiente pregunta.
Have you seen God? You say.
So, the God-seeing business.
Sorry?
So, he is asking about, have you seen God?
Él está preguntando si ha visto a Dios.
So, the God-seeing business is like this.
Así que el asunto de ver a Dios es así, es así.
Just like an auto mechanic.
Es como, es mecánico, ¿no?
He can look at your, the engine of your car.
Ese uno puede, el mecánico puede ir a ver el motor.
And you, he can see the engine of your car.
Puedes ver el motor de tu carro.
And you can also see the engine of your car.
Y también puedes ver el...
But his seeing and your seeing, they are different.
Pero que él lo vea y que tú lo veas es diferente. Que ve el mecánico, veas tú es diferente.
And someone, and they're having trouble, their car won't start. They're in great anxiety. Oh, no, 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 my car won't start.
No, entonces tú vas a ver el motor y vas a estar en ansiedad que tu motor no está.
They try again and again. Crunk. Crank it, car won't start. They go, they lift the hood up.
Entonces, levanta el capot.
They look inside.
Se mira ahí.
They're seeing the engine.
Y el mecánico ve el motor.
But they can't figure out what is wrong. But then they call the auto mechanic.
Pero cuando tú vas y verás al mecánico,
and he looks at the engine immediately and goes, and boom, it starts immediately. So, actually, everyone is seeing God.
En realidad, todos están viendo a Dios.
But those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, their seeing and our seeing is different. Actually, everyone is seeing God at every minute.
En realidad, todos estamos viendo a Dios en cada momento.
Just like you see that white, that sunshine on the floor there by you, look. You see the sunshine? On the yes. Krishna says, Pravashmi Shashashurya Yo, I am the light of the sun. So you were seeing God. Krishna is appearing in the light of the sun. So everyone is actually seeing God. But those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, their seeing and our seeing is different. Just like the auto mechanic, he sees the engine differently than the average person.
Entonces, no, nuestra visión es diferente de un devoto elevado, así como el mecánico, su visión es diferente al propietario.
So yes, I am seeing God at every minute.
Sí, estoy viendo a Dios en cada minuto.
But my seeing is different from those who have not understood Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Pero mi visión es diferente de la que aquellos que no han entendido el Bhagavad Gita.
Next question.
Siguiente pregunta.
Pero justamente quería que me cuente, que me describa físicamente la naturaleza de Dios que es de, que me cuente.
You want to ver. You want to tell him how is God? How are you seeing?
How is the auto mechanic seeing?
Entonces quiere ver cómo ve el mecánico.
If you want to see as the, if you want to understand how the auto mechanic is seeing, then you have to be trained as an auto mechanic. He cannot tell you in one line how he is seeing the engine. If you want to understand how the auto mechanic is seeing the engine, you must become trained as auto mechanic. And then you will understand how the auto mechanic is seeing the engine. So I cannot tell you in one line how I am seeing God. If you want to see how I am seeing God, you must take training. And then you will see how I am seeing God. Are you prepared to take training? Yes or no?
He said, you're selfish.
You don't want to tell me
No, I'm prepared to give you all training.
Oh, yo te doy todo el entrenamiento para que puedas verlo.
Are you willing? I won't charge you even one penny.
No te voy a cobrar ni un centavo.
I'm prepared to give you all training.
Pero te voy a dar todo el entrenamiento.
That you can see Krishna face to face.
Y ahí sí puedes ver a Krishna cara a cara.
Are you prepared to take the training? That is my question.
Lo que pasa es, a ver, si tú estás preparado para ese entrenamiento.
I'm not selfish. I'm very selfless. I'm willing to give you until they dedicate myself to you to train you
no,
in this science.
No soy egoísta. Si tú quieres, me dedico completamente a ti, a enseñar, a entrenarte.
Are you willing to be my student? That is the question.
Pero la pregunta es, ¿tú quieres ser mi estudiante?
Simple people have to approach to God.
It's very simple. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You keep chanting these names and Krishna will reveal himself to you. I guarantee you.
Es muy simple, está garantizado. Si mantiene cantando Hare Krishna, vas a ver a Krishna, va a ser revelado.
Estudiando los textos, ya está bien. No quiere decir que cómo él vea a Krishna.
He says, okay.
Jai, Hare Krishna. All right, next question. How was I trained by
Prabhupada?
The answer is very, very wonderfully. Actually, Prabhupada's disciple, he personally trained me. His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
Yes.
Vishnu Jana Maharaj me entrenó personalmente.
He personally trained me.
Él me entrenó personalmente.
And Prabhupada told me,
Prabhupada me dijo,
he said, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
Dice, tú has entrenado por este experto, grandes expertos, ¿no?
But Prabhupada also personally gave me many, many instructions.
Personalmente, Prabhupada me dio muchas instrucciones.
Many, many letters he wrote me.
Me escribió muchas cartas.
Instructing me in the science of bhakti.
Me inició en la ciencia del bhakti.
When I first joined this movement,
cuando yo recién me uní a este movimiento,
it was the year 1971.
1971.
And Prabhupada was in London.
Prabhupada estaba en Londres.
And I was in Texas.
Yo estaba en Texas.
So Prabhupada initiated me by a letter.
Así que Prabhupada me inició por carta.
Now that was a very great opportunity.
Una gran oportunidad.
Because normally you just hand in your Guru Dakshina.
Porque generalmente tú le das la donación, Dakshina, al Guru, ¿no?
But now I got an opportunity. I have to mail him the Guru Dakshina.
Tuve que mandarle por correo el Guru Dakshina.
So I thought, here's a very nice opportunity. I can write Prabhupada a letter.
Entonces me dijo, oh, es una buena oportunidad para enviar una carta a Prabhupada.
So I told him how I was very eager to spread this Krishna consciousness movement.
Así que yo le conté que estaba muy ansioso para expandir el movimiento de conciencia de Krishna.
And that statement of mine pleased him very, very much.
Y eso que le dije lo complació muchísimo.
He wrote me back and gave me the most wonderful blessing.
Y él me escribió de vuelta, me contestó, me dio una bendición maravillosa.
He said, I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy.
Yo puedo ver que eres un chico muy sincero y entusiasta.
He said, just continue enthusiastically as you are doing.
Y dice, así continúa entusiasta mientras haces tus cosas.
And surely Krishna will bless you.
y seguramente Krishna te va a bendecir.
When I got that letter, I realized I had achieved the, I had gotten the most wonderful mercy, a direct order from Prabhupada.
Entonces, cuando recibí esa carta, me di cuenta que yo había logrado una cosa muy grande, recibir una instrucción.
He told me I must always be enthusiastico.
Así que desde ese momento he estado muy entusiasta siempre.
Must always be enthusiastic.
Y siempre quiero ser entusiasta.
So, and if I would do so, then I would get the blessings of Krishna.
Porque yo entonces se me ha prometido que voy a ser bendecido por Krishna.
So you know what I did?
¿Y saben qué cosa hice?
I decided that I would follow that order.
That direct
order of Prabhupada is Sankarshan Das Brahmachari. I decided I would take that order as my life and soul. So I have always remained enthusiastic. Because Prabhupada ordered me to always be enthusiastic. Through all the ups and downs of ISKCON life, I have remained steady in my enthusiasm to push forward this Krishna consciousness movement. And because of that special mercy of
Prabhupada,
I am always feeling how Krishna is showering his blessings upon me at every minute. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. Any more questions?
Una pregunta más?
Yes, Mataji.
She's thanking you. Just say thank you.
Ah, de nada.
Okay.
So is that it? Es todo? All right, we can stop here then. So, muchas gracias. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.